Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise you, the Lord. Yes, we are once again on the air tonight. I give God glory, honor, and praise for that. Yes, listen, you are now once again tuned into Are You, it's personal, are you a liability or an asset for the kingdom of God? I am your host, Brother James Brown, Jr. We come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Listen, I also want you all to know that I am so excited to let you all know that we have none other than Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C. is with us on tonight. He will be bringing forth God's word on tonight. So I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready to follow along with him as he gets ready to share another word from the Lord with us on tonight. We was unable to be on last Thursday night due to technical difficulties. The enemy did not want that word to go forth, but it's still going to go forth, even as our guest that was scheduled for last Thursday. When he comes forth next month, he will be delivering that word that the devil tried to block on last Thursday night. So we give God glory, honor, and praise in advance. We're committed to go into prayer right now. I'm asking our listeners if you would touch and agree with me in prayer for all of those people that are in Hawaii that have been affected by the wildfires. We are praying for all those that are bereaved on tonight. We continue to lift up the family of Sister Ella Major's family and the loss of her sister. We celebrated her homegoing service on this past Wednesday. And we want to continue to lift up and pray for all those that are others that are grieving on tonight that have lost loved ones. We want to continue to pray for those that are sick and afflicted on tonight, all over the land. We want to keep our man of God on tonight that's going to deliver God's word in prayer. Overseer Joseph E. Jackson, as he is going through some health challenges on tonight, but we know he's a faithful man of God. He's still going to do what God has called him and anointed him and appointed him to do, and that is just deliver God's word on tonight's broadcast. So we want to continue to pray for our pastors and our shepherds that God has placed over our lives as our shepherds and under-shepherds in the body of Christ all over the land. We also want to continue to pray for the people of Jerusalem and Israel. The word of God says we ought to pray for the people of Jerusalem and Israel for the peace and prosperity. Excuse me, the peace and prosperity of Jerusalem. So we're getting ready to go into prayer now. Please pray with me. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We come once again on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you're worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. You have unhold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. We give you glory, honor, and praise for that. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have blessed us to see this another day to be in the land of the living. We know that your word is true, and we see that all the different things that are going on all around us in the world. But we thank you that you have allowed us to still be here in the land of the living to give you glory, honor, and praise, and to continue to fulfill our God purposes in the earth, that we give you glory, honor, and praise. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Heavenly Father, we pray now that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson and his entire family, and every slave believer all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, even your sufficient grace that you extend to all of us, even though we don't deserve them. We thank you for your grace, mercy, and sufficient grace in the name of Jesus. We continue to lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We pray, Lord, that you will move by your spirit, touch, heal, and deliver, and set free as only you can in the name of Jesus. We continue to lift up our sister in Christ, Kimberly Mallory's father, who has received a report that her father, who is dealing with a lot of different health challenges. She had been receiving the word from the doctor that he has not long to be yet with us in the land of the living. And also our Uncle Jeff Hogue in Alabama, who's dealing with cancer issues. But we know that you can turn these different situations around for your glory, and they will have a power for effect that these people that the doctors have given up on, that you can change things for your glory. And it's our prayer in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we pray that you will move by your spirit on tonight through your man of God, that your word will go forth with power, and that everyone that's listening on this worldwide broadcast on tonight will be blessed and inspired and encouraged by your word through your man of God on tonight. It's our prayer on tonight, Heavenly Father, that should there be any listener that's not saved in the name of Jesus, that they will hear your word and receive your word on tonight, and ask in their hearts and through their mouths, what must they do to be saved? In Jesus' name, that you get the glory, is our prayer. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, true worship in spirit and in truth changes things. And that is a fact. I'm a witness. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, true worship in spirit and in truth changes things. I do welcome comments and feedback from our listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase, james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please take note that I do not own the copyrights to any music or songs played on this ministry platform. I'm going to give a shout out real quick to Pastor Mark C. Holloway and my church family, the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church family. We're going to give a shout out to them right now. But we can ready to go to a short music break. We're going to do a short music break. They're going to come back, and we're going to yield the mic to none other than Overseer Jackson, Joseph B. Jackson out of Washington, D.C. And once again, I pray and hope that every listener that have tuned in, whether you're listening in by phone, whether you have dialed in by phone or listening in through social media platforms around the world, or even if you're incarcerated behind prison bars, please get your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready to follow along with the man of God as he gets ready to share another word from the Lord with us on tonight. We are going to do for the music break on tonight because we thank God that Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, thought that your life was that he came down in glory and paid our sin debt on the cross with his blood. Work is by, I don't know who this song is by, but that's the song on tonight, the version of it on tonight. Enjoy. Yes, yes, yes. Thank God for Jesus sacrificing his life for you and for me and all those. And thank you, Jesus, that the blood of Jesus still works and it will never, ever lose its power. We give God glory, honor, and praise for that in the name of Jesus. So right now, we're ready to receive our message of God for tonight. Joseph Jackson, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson, who's going to deliver another word from the Lord with us and share this word with us. So I pray again that you have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready. Overseer Jackson, I now yield the mic to you.
Thank you, Brother Brown. We certainly honor the Lord tonight for his goodness, his mercy, and his kindness. We thank God for keeping us from since the last time we spoke with you. God has been good. I'm going to have my testimony in my sermon tonight. I've lived this. God knows I've lived this. So I can preach this. Sometimes I heard them tell us years ago that the word had to first hit the minister before it could go out to the people. And so God made sure it hit me this time. And I'm just so grateful. The Lord has kept, the Lord has blessed, and the Lord has done some great and marvelous things. I can only tell him thank you for all that he's done. Father, we thank you. We praise and magnify and glorify your name. We bless you for your goodness. We bless you for your kindness. And we bless you for your mercy. Psalm 19, this is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Somebody else said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. For the Lord is good, and he is worthy of all of our praise. We honor God for We ask you, God, to just do a thing for us tonight. It's preaching time. And it's not about me. It's all about you, and it's about your son. Somebody needs a word of encouragement tonight. Somebody needs to know that God is listening. Somebody needs to know that we've got the ear of God and that God hears our prayer. Somebody needs to know, Father, that you can make a way out of nowhere. Somebody is looking for you to do something special. And we've come tonight with an expectation that you're going to do something. You're going to meet a need. You're going to open a door. Ha! God, we thank you for everything that you're about to do. We bless your name, and we thank you in advance for what you've done, realizing that when we can't see you and can't trace you, we've got to trust you. And so, God, we realize that you're behind the scenes working it out. You're working it out. You're working it out. You're working it out, God. Whatever the circumstances they're going through tonight, let them know that God is on the case. They may not see it, but help them to believe that the thing is done. God, in the name of Jesus, somebody's sick in their body. I know you're healer because I know what you did for me this week. My God, I know what you've done. I'm not in the pain that I was in, God, and I tell you thank you. I wasn't able to walk, but I'm walking now, God, and I tell you thank you. God, I bless you, God, for all you've done. Now, I know if you did it for me, you can do it for them. Do it now in Jesus' name. Pray and we thank. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Brother Brown, I tell you, I'm trying to hold it back because I feel like screaming because I know what he's done. 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 Hallelujah. I know what he's done. My God, I know. Oh, God. Now, listen, I need you to go to John chapter 9. I'm going to read a few verses more. I'm reading verses because people don't read. And they don't read with understanding. And so sometimes you have to exegete. That word exegete means you have to explain the text.
That's
so
right.
That folks know what's happening, because this is a dynamic story, and you need to understand all of the nuances that are in it. And so I'm going to take the time to read and to just talk about it as we go along. And it's out of John, the 9th chapter, verse 1 through 12. And the heading in your Bible should say, Jesus heals a man who was born blind. Jesus heals a man who was born blind. That's not the topic. I'm going to give you the topic in a minute. As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man who had been blind from birth. Now notice this. Jesus is walking. He's with the disciples. And it doesn't tell us how he knows, but because he is God, he knows.
Yes.
He said he saw a man who had been blind from birth. Rabbi, or the word rabbi means teacher, and the disciples are asking him a question. Rabbi, his disciples asked him, why was this man born blind? Well, maybe they might have known him. I don't know. I don't know, because it was in the land in which they were living. Maybe they didn't know him. I don't know. But he said, why was this man born blind? Was it because of his own sins or his parents' sins? Now, you know, that's an interesting thing there. They're asking the question, was this man born blind because of something he did? Or was it something because of what the parents did? You see, that's where generational curses come from. When God tells you to put something down and leave it alone, and you continue in sin, he said, I'll tell you what, I'll curse you for not listening to me. But the curse won't go on you. It'll go upon your children and your children's children and their children. I'll do it to the third and fourth generation. That's why some of y'all in your families got women who are always turning up pregnant. You got folks who are drunks. You got folks that are hooked on drugs because somebody failed to follow God's direction. So you can't say, don't do as I do, just do as I say. You can't say that. And you can't say that what I do doesn't hurt somebody else, because it does.
Yes, bro.
And they asked the question. They asked the question, was it because of something he did or the parents? Now, how is he going to sin and he was born blind? He came out of the womb, and how could he sin? But the Bible said we were formed in sin and shaped in iniquity. But he didn't do anything. He was born blind. And the response comes back. It was not because of his sins or his parents' sins, Jesus answered. This happened so that the power of God could be made seen in him. In other words, this man was born blind for a purpose.
That's right.
He didn't know, and his parents didn't know, that I was going to meet him one day, and God was going to get glory because we came together. And he says we must quickly carry out the task assigned to us by the one who sent us. And here comes a very poignant statement. He says, the night is coming, and then no man can work. In other words, Jesus said, listen, I got to do whatever I'm going to do because I only got a short time to be here, and you need to understand, too, you ain't going to be here. You ain't going to stay here forever. The night is coming.
Right.
We're living in the last days now, and folk don't realize the time in which you live. The night is coming when no man can work.
No man.
Book says, but while I am here in the world, I am the light of the world. Then he spit on the ground, made some mud with his saliva, and spread the mud over the blind man's eyes. Now, look what's happening here. Jesus does something. He hawks. Now, I can't imagine the man didn't. He couldn't see, so he didn't know what was happening. But when somebody goes,
you know
what they've done.
Yeah. Right.
And you know most of us, what you going to do with your spit? And the Bible says he spit on the ground and he mixed it with the dirt and made mud and put it over the blind man's eyes. And then Jesus told him, go, wash yourself in the pool of Siloam. Siloam means sent. In other words, Jesus turned around and told him, I'm sending you to the pool. If you want your sight, do what I told you to do. Now, can you imagine what would have happened if he had just stood there and didn't go? He'd have still been blind. But
that's
he listened to what Jesus said. He listened to what the Lord said. And he went. And so the man went and washed and came back seeing. He went to the pool, washed his face, and he came back seeing. His neighbors and the others who knew him as a blind beggar asked each other, isn't this the man who used to sit and beg? Some said he was. And others said, no, he just looks like him. But the beggar kept saying, oh, yes, I am the one. This is what happens sometimes when God does something spectacular for you. A lot of people like to put it off as though it don't mean nothing. But the man said, I'm the one. This ain't somebody that was impersonating me. I'm the one that couldn't see.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yes, I am the one. They asked, who healed you? What happened? He told them, the man they called Jesus made mud and spread it over my eyes and told me to go to the pool of Siloam and wash yourself. So I went and washed, and now I can see.
Mm-hmm.
Where is he now? They asked. He turned around and said, I don't know. I don't know. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of this word. And the message tonight simply is this. I got a story to tell. God did that thing. Hey, I got a story to tell. God did that thing. And I'm saying that for this purpose. Somebody needs to know that you got your story. We used to sing a song. This is my story. This is my song. I'm praising my Savior all the day long. I'm an heir of salvation. I'm purchased of God. I'm born of a spirit. I'm washed in his blood. This is my story. I got a story.
Yeah,
I got a testimony. I got a story to tell. So when you see me dancing in church and you see me crying in church, when you see me rejoicing in the church, don't ask me to stop. I got a story to tell because God did that thing.
Well.
This man turned around and said, all of my life I couldn't see. I couldn't see the sunshine. I didn't know what a robin looked like. I didn't know how beautiful it was to look at the various flowers. I couldn't see the sunshine in the morning. I couldn't see the rain falling. I couldn't see anything. But today I see because God did that thing.
Mm-hmm.
He did the spectacular. He did what other folks could not do. I had no way of getting out of this situation had it not been for him.
Yes, Lord.
And you need to know that whatever the circumstance is that you caught up in today, God will do that thing. He'll do it for you. You sitting there wondering how I'm gonna make it through this time that we have in the United States where inflation is eating up everything. I went to McDonald's on my way to Philadelphia the other day, and a homeless man came to me and said, "Can you help me? Can you give me some of that?" "No, I can't give you no money, but I can. I got some money. I can help you to get a meal."
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that tickled me was when I said, "What do you want?" He went to the counter and started naming off a whole list of stuff. I said, "Brother, see," he came with an expectation. And that's what you need to do when you come into the house of God. You ought to come with an expectation that whatever you need, God's got it for you. God's going to meet you in the household. That's why he said, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together, because in his house is everything you need.
When he came,
he walked up to that counter with an expectation. And I told him, yo, blood, slow your roll. I'm only buying one thing for myself, and you're going to get one thing.
Well,
now, what kind of sandwich do you want? And I got two sandwiches, and I like to lost my mind when they told me $15 for two McDonald's sandwiches.
Lord Jesus.
I said, "God, look at inflation." But then the Lord spoke and said, "But you have the money. You have the wherewithal. It's not hurting you to do it. Go on and pay the bill. Pay the bill. I made a way for you. Pay the bill. Not only are you eating, but you blessed a man that couldn't find his own way. Pay the bill and stop worrying about it. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Yep. The world and they that dwell therein. Whatever you need, I got it.
Whatever you need.
I'll make sure you have it when you need to have it." The other day I was sitting here. Yeah, I got a story to tell. I was sitting here the other day, and when I started sitting down and I was able to pay my bills, I was able to pay them, and I still had money left over. God did that thing. You hear what I'm saying? All of y'all that want to fight paying tithes and giving offers, keep on fighting, and you'll never be as blessed as many of us that are, that love to pay God his money, his due. The Bible said, "Prove me now herewith and see if I won't open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive." Keep playing with God and don't take him for his word. You the fool, not me.
That's right.
God made a way out of no way because I trusted him, and that's what God is asking you to do. Trust him, and God did that thing. Your husband left you. He left you with those kids, and you don't know how you're going to make it. God is a way maker. Sometimes God will let you go through things just to prove yourself. What does the book say? He was blind from birth. He had nothing to do with it, but he was blind from birth because God wanted to meet him, and God wanted folks to see how he could do the impossible. Maybe you're going through whatever you're going through because God wants to use you as an example to other folk around you to let them know God can do the impossible.
Lord, yes, sir.
Hey! God. He may have left you thinking that you were going to make it, but God knows that he's going to make a way for you. If he made a way for the widow woman whose husband had died and they had no money and the people were coming to snatch her children, but she listened to the man of God, and God opened the door and an avenue for her because he did that thing.
Yes, he did.
I got this scripture. I got this scripture because it came from another scripture. And I want to read it to you in Exodus, the 9th chapter. Look at what happens here. It says it's about the 5th plague. It says, the Lord. Then the Lord said unto Moses, go into Pharaoh and tell him, thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, let my people go, that they may serve me. For if you refuse to let them go and will hold them still, behold, look at what God says. The land of the Lord, the hand of the Lord is upon your cattle, which is in the field. It's upon the horses. It's upon the asses. It's upon the camels. It's upon the oxen, and it's upon the sheep. There shall be a very grievous problem. And it says, and the Lord shall sever between the cattle of Israel and the cattle of Egypt. In other words, Moses told Pharaoh, let me tell you something. If you don't let these people go to do what I told them to do, my hand is going to be upon you. It's coming upon your cattle. It's coming upon your horses. It's going to be upon your oxen. It's going to be upon your sheep. Every piece of livestock that you have, the Bible said. And the Lord said, I'm going to sever between your cattle and the cattle of Egypt. In other words, I'm going to make sure that your cattle die, but the folks in Israel, the people that are in Goshen, ain't nothing going to happen to theirs. And look at what the Bible says. And the Lord appointed a set time, saying, tomorrow the Lord shall do this thing in the land. That's where I got the message from, and God did that thing. He said, and tomorrow. In other words, God has his hands on time, and he knows how to fix a situation, to do what he has to have done, to make you know who he is. He said, tomorrow, not today, he said, but tomorrow the Lord shall do this thing in the land. And here we go. I told you the message was, and the Lord did that thing. In the 6th verse says, and the Lord did that thing on the morrow, and all the cattle of Egypt died, but of the cattle of the children of Israel died not one. Died not one. And the Lord did that thing. I'm not gonna be with you long. I just wanna reiterate this. If I could go from example to example to example of what God does for those who love him. Now you've got to remember, Job got sick all of a sudden. Job had everything going for him. He had money, he had houses. He had children. He had his health. But because, here we go again, behind the scenes, God spoke to Satan and said to Satan, where you been? Like he didn't know where he was, but he asked him the question so that you and I would know where he was. He said, where you been? There was a convocation in heaven, and the devil came. And God said, where you been? And Satan said, I've been to and fro in the earth, seeking whom I can devour. You know my plan is to kill, steal, and destroy. And I'm trying to do everything that I can to offset your goodness. And God said, you ever consider my servant Job? And he said, yeah, I considered him. But I couldn't touch him because when I went after him, I found that you had a hedge around him. See, that lets you know the devil don't care nothing about you. He'll do whatever he can to destroy you if you're not careful. But because God has a hedge around you, he can't touch you. Here the Lord turns around and says, and Job never heard this conversation. This conversation was between God and the enemy. And he turned around and said, right. I'm taking the hedge away. But you can touch him, but you can't touch his life. Touch anything he has, but you can't touch his life. Because Satan told God, the only reason why he's serving you is because you've been good to him. Is that the only reason why you're serving God? Because he's been good to you? Or because you got a real relationship with him?
Yes.
Job had a relationship. And the Bible said, and y'all do Ms. Lot wrong. Y'all don't give Ms. Lot the credit that she should get. Ms. Lot got upset because all of a sudden, in less than an hour's time, she got news that most of us wouldn't have been able to stand up under either. Her husband lost every bit of money that he had. He lost the cattle. He lost the sheep. He lost the goats. He lost the donkeys. He lost the camels. He lost everything. Not only that, but he lost 10 children. That woman spent 90 months of her life having 10 children, and in just a few seconds, they're gone. Can you imagine the grief that that woman had in her heart? All of her children were gone. She knew she had to get 80 men to carry 10 caskets. And then Job gets sick. Job gets so sick till nobody wants to be around him. The dogs have to lick him in order to relieve him from the pain that the sores had caused upon his body. Job was in a bad situation. And Mrs. Lot said, I can't take it no more. And she told Job, you need to curse God and die. And Job looks at her and says, sweetheart, you sound like a silly woman. God gave and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of God. I can't get upset with him because I don't have what I used to have anymore. I heard about his goodness. I heard about his love, but I didn't realize that I was going to go through the things that I'm going through. And that's the same way with us. We don't realize what life is going to bring against us. We don't know the challenges that we're going to have to face. We don't know the heartache and the pain that we're going to have to go through. Job turned around and told us, man that is born of a woman is of a few days. You ain't here forever. He said, but in those few days, they are full of trouble. They never told me that when I first came to Christ. They told me that when I came to Jesus, everything was going to be fine. That ain't the truth. You're going to have some tough days. You're going to have some rough days. You're going to have some hard days. You're going to have some days when you don't know whether you can make it. You're going to have some days you're going to be just like Job. Job said, I wish I was never born. I wish the day that I had been stillborn. I wish that the day had never come when I left out of my mother's womb. I can't take this. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been in a situation where you've been hurt so bad till you don't think you want to live anymore?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You're no different. You're no different from Job. Job went through, and Job didn't have a whole lot of patience. They lied about that. Talking about Job, the patience of Job. No, Job didn't have no patience. Job got mad. Job got upset because he didn't know what was happening. And he said, if I could just get to God, if I could just talk to him, if I could just argue my case, I'd ask him, what is wrong? And you know what happened? The Bible said three of his friends came. And instead of encouraging him, they tried to discourage him. You've got to be careful of the folks that hang around you because everybody ain't going to try to make you feel good in the midst of your sadness.
Yeah, that's right.
They turned around and they said, you know, Job, you must have done something wrong because all this ain't going to come on somebody that ain't done something out of the will of God. God is punishing you for something. No, Job, I didn't do anything. I did not do. And they took him through changes. And then Job said, if I could just make it to God, if I could just talk to him, if I could just let him know how I feel. I've been in that situation where situations came where I go in my room and close my secret door. I go into the secret place. I pull up a chair, and in front of the chair I'm sitting in, and I say, God, have a seat. Please have a seat. I need to talk to you. Have a seat. You know what's in my heart. And I ask you to have mercy because I'm upset and I'm angry, but I don't want you to get mad at me. But I got to lay this before you. I know what Job did. But the Bible said when he laid his case before God, God asked him a question. He said, Job, let me ask you a question. Where were you when I created the sun, the moon, and the stars? Where were you, Job, when I created the angels? Where were you when I put Mars where it was? Where were you when I said Jupiter come forth? Where were you when I said let there be light? Job, do you know who you're talking to? And the Bible said Job got a lesson taught to him that night, and he turned around and he told God after the conversation, he said, you know what? I heard about your goodness. I used to listen to my mother and father talk about you. I heard my grandparents talk about you. He said, but it wasn't until I went through that I discovered who you really were. And that's the same thing some of y'all got to find out. You're going to go through hell and high water. And when you do, that's when you discover who God really is. You ain't got no testimony. If you don't have a testimony, my dears, you can't talk of his goodness.
That's right.
You've got to go through something to talk about the goodness of God. That's why when we say, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he does for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, thank God for saving. Why? Because I know what he's done.
Yes, sir.
I know what he brought me through. I know he brought me out. Like he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I got some hard roads to go through, but I'm not staying here. I'm coming out of it at some point.
Yes, sir.
Because the Bible said it came to pass. Whatever you're going through right now didn't come to stay with you. It's only come to pass. God is going to use it to get the glory out of your life.
Amen. That's why I care. That's right.
It came that he might get glory, just like he got glory out of giving the man his eyesight. In closing, let me say this. I know God is good. This week,
yes, he is.
This week, my legs gave out on me. I couldn't walk. There was pain all in my knees. I could hardly stand. My back. The arthritis had hit my back and had hit my knees, and it had crippled me. I couldn't function. I couldn't move. I had to go to Philadelphia to do my sister's husband's eulogy. I could just barely make it there, but I made it to do what the Lord said to do. You've got to be instant in season and out of season. You got to press on. Like the song said, I feel like pressing my way. When you don't feel like pressing, you got to do what you've been called to do. And when God sees how faithful you are, he'll do that thing. Yeah, hey, God. Hey, glory to God. Tonight I can walk without pain in my legs. Tonight I can walk without pain in my back. Why? Because the Lord did that thing.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir.
And then to top it off. When I said goodbye to my sister that Saturday night and got on the train and came back, that Monday morning they called me and told me, let me tell you what happened. I said, what? They said, we had a fire on the block. And the fire was a 3-alarm blaze. And the fire engines were out there. And people knocked on our door and said, get out of the house. Get out of the house. Get out now before you get caught up in the blaze. She said, we got out of the house. And we stood on the corner and watched the flames eat up two homes. And as the flames began to come toward our house, she said, all I could do was call the name Jesus. She said, I stood on the street and just called his name Jesus. And there's sometimes you're not going to be able to say anything, but you can call on his name because the Bible said there's power
in the name
of Jesus. She said the folks looked at her like she was strange, but all she could do was say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And the friend of mine said, I was standing by your sister, and I know she has the ear of God. I know God heard her because every time she called his name, the fire that was inching closer and closer to your house turned and went in another direction. And God did that thing. Glory to God.
Jesus.
Spared that house.
Lord Jesus.
God will do the thing that you need to have done. He'll prove himself to you.
Yes, he will.
You got to hang in there. Hold on. Hang in there. No matter what you're going through, hang in there. Hang in there. He said, I know my thoughts towards you. They're not of evil, but they're good. I got an expected end I'm going to bring you to. All you've got to do is wait on the Lord and be of good courage. I'll strengthen your heart. Just wait on me. Wait on me. Don't faint on me now. Because if you faint in the day of adversity, your faith is small. Don't faint on me now. Hold on to the hope that you have in me. I don't care how dark it looks. I don't care how bad the situation is. I don't care what you're going through. Hold on to your hope in me. Didn't I tell you that if you want me to honor you, you've got to have faith?
Oh, Jesus, look out now.
You've got to have faith. Even when it seems impossible, you've got to have the faith that's necessary to know that I'm going to come through. Didn't I tell you that when you're in trouble, you can look to the hills from whence cometh your help? Your help comes from the Lord. Didn't I tell you the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof? Didn't I tell you that I am your shepherd? Can you trust
me? Yes, sir. Oh, yes.
God did that thing. Father, we thank you. Hey, glory to God. We praise and we magnify and we glorify your name. We thank you. Now encourage your people. Encourage your people. Let them know, Father, that you're working it out. It came to pass. God didn't come to stay. It came to pass. Let them know that this thing is to the glory of God, that it's to my glory. I'm getting ready to show you who I really am. I'm getting ready to show you that I'm a way maker. I'm getting ready to show you who you really serve. I am the God of God. God, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. I'm through.
Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you.
Lord, how much Jesus.
Wow. Glory. Jesus. Thank you. Hey. God, thank you. My God, thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. I told you, James, I get happy by myself. I don't need no music. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. I'm from the old school. I get happy off the word. Hallelujah. Glory.
Yes, Lord. Me too. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
How about
listen.
Glory.
Overseer Jackson, listen, I just want you to listen. I want you to know that you just confirmed some things on tonight with this message on tonight. You just confirmed some things that our pastor shared with us last night at Bible class regarding our faith. And, you know, it's so many things that you touched on that he touched on last night through the word with the members that was in Bible class on last night through Vacation Bible School. And I'm just sitting there listening at you, and I'm just having a flashback about last night's time at church with our teacher, his sister, Minister E. Jane, how she brought forth the word, and then he capped it off with the general assembly of all the members that was there last night. And you just confirmed, and God always confirmed his word. I love how God does that. You know, talking about faith, and that's what it takes to please God. You got to have faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And it's a personal thing. You got to have a relationship with him. That's the word. I didn't make that up. That's what God's word said. And you got to have a personal relationship with him.
Yes,
you
got
to have a personal relationship with him, Jesus Christ. So I thank you for being obedient. I thank God that he has touched your body and believed that pain that you were discussing with me earlier about that you had experienced. The devil is a liar. He is the father of lies.
Yes, sir.
But we know that, like you said, God did that thing for you. He touched your body.
Yes, sir.
He anointed your body. So you can come forth and share this good news with us on tonight over the airways, through this worldwide platform, that others can know that just like he did it for you, he can do it for them as well. He's the same
That's
God,
right.
And he has no respect of persons. He will do that thing. I'm a witness, too. So I just thank you for listen, I'm like you. I'm just like you. I can have church by myself. I don't need no music. I can have church all by myself. I'm thinking about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me. That's all I need. Just call on the name of Jesus. I can have church all by myself. I get happy all by myself. Just me and God. So thank you so much, Pastor Overseer Beckham, for that word, a needed word. So many people have been blessed by this word of tonight. I thank God that we got this technical difficulty straightened out regarding this platform. Like I said earlier, that last Thursday night, Minister Ron May was going to deliver a powerful word, and the devil didn't like it. So he tried to block it. But he ain't blocked nothing. He stopped it for a moment, but he's still going to bring forth that word on next month. So God is still going to get the glory out of the message that he was going to bring on this past Thursday night. So I thank God that he fixed this situation, that the word was still able to come forth on tonight through you, awesome man of God, Overseer Jackson. Thank God for you. And know that you are definitely in my prayers, not only my prayers, but the prayers of the listeners that faithfully tunes into this worldwide platform. You always encourage me. You always encourage the listeners. So your labor, your work for the Lord is not in vain. And that's what the devil don't like. So that's why he's trying to bring things upon the body, just let me give up on God. But the devil is a lie. So we know that God is glorified on tonight again. By being faithful. You're faithful man of God. That's what they talked about last night at Bible class. Faith. That's what it takes to please God and move the hand of God on your behalf. You got to have faith in God. So right now, I am opening up the phone line. Did you have anything else that you want to say, Overseer Jackson, before I open up the phone lines?
No, I'm finished. I didn't say enough.
All right. All right. Okay. As I always say in the suit, that we do have people that do dial in, but they don't say anything. But we thank God for you for dialing in and being moved by God's word. We also know that God has opened the door for prisoners around America to tune in and be blessed by this worldwide medium platform. But sometimes I do get feedback from them through my Facebook page. They would let me know that they have heard the word. They were blessed and inspired and encouraged by the word. So we thank God for those that are even incarcerated behind prison bars that are listening in and being blessed and inspired by God's word. So right now, the phone lines are open. If there's anyone that's on the line now that was blessed by God's word, if you have a words of encouragement for Overseer Jackson, the phone lines are open. Anyone?
Ooh-wee. What a word, what a word, what a word. It just, that word has really encouraged me. It has encouraged me, not only the word, but what he did in spite of his legs. He didn't let it stop him. You did not let your situation dictate to you. You dictated to it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's enough inspiration for me to keep going, to keep moving, whatever situation I'm in. Whatever situation I'm in, I can keep going. I can move forward. Thank you. And I thank God for you and Brother Brown. Keep on pressing towards the mark because you have not seen nothing yet. God bless you.
I accept that. Thank you.
Me. I receive it as well.
See, she's going to make me get happy all over again.
Well, I'm shouting with you. Nothing wrong with it.
Lord, God get glory when we get excited about God and what he's doing. God get even more glory out of that. So, Overseer Jackson. I always take notes when whoever's delivering the word on this platform. I'm always taking notes, even though I am the host. I'm always taking notes because I tune in to this ministry platform to be blessed and encouraged as well as the listeners myself. So I love how you said, and it's the truth, and I'm a witness. But we should, as Christians, we should always come to God's house expecting.
Yes.
We should always trust God. In every situation, even when we lose a loved one, we're supposed to still trust God. And we cannot do that if we don't have a personal relationship with him.
That's it.
So it's just so much that you came to share with us on tonight. You said, I got a story to tell. God did that thing. I love how you broke that down. I love how you broke that down with how he healed the blind man. And then you came forth with how the Lord spared your sister's house through the fire, and other things that you shared with us on tonight. I am encouraged on tonight. I am encouraged to go forward and to move forward in the work of the Lord that he has assigned to my hand. Even though we go through different challenges in life, and just like you said, and the word lets us know, the word has already told us that in this life, and a lot of people got it twisted. They think that once they get saved in Jesus' name, everything going to be fine. Yeah. They're never going to experience problem.
That's what they told us.
God did not say that. In this life, you're going to have trials and tribulations, but don't fail. Don't give up. You know, and be encouraged, even though you go through trials and tribulations, just like Jesus did when he came down from glory in the form of a flesh, in the form of a baby. He went through some trials and he went through some tribulations. Yes, he did. So he's our perfect example. That you know that if Jesus went through some things while he was here, and if you believe in Jesus Christ, he said you're going to go through some things too.
Yes, he did. He told
us. And so I think, yes, he did. He already warned us. He told us in his word that he said it was going to happen. And he cannot lie. God is not a man that he should lie, and his son is not a man that he should repent. So whatever God said in his word, believe it. Stand on it. Trust it. But whatever you do, hold on to your faith. I like what you were saying through the message. While you were saying that, I was thinking of the song that said, hold on to God's unchanging hand. I'm old school. I like them old gospel hymns that have meaning to them. Like some of these songs that they play and they sing in the church. Now, some of them, they don't have no feeling and they don't have no meaning and nothing, no substance to them at all. So they're trying to entertain the people. But the word of God, I love the gospel hymns. That's why I reflect back on the gospel hymn to encourage me to move forward and continue to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. So, and Overseer Jackson, once again, I want to say to you, you are truly anointed and appointed by God. I just love how he connected us to have you on this worldwide platform to share God's word. And now that you are on this platform, now he has opened the doors for the prisoners around America to be blessed by this platform. So thank you, Overseer Jackson. God knows what he's doing. He knew what he was doing when he connected us together, and that you can be one of the faithful men that come forth over this worldwide platform serving the good news of Jesus. And I love also how you're not afraid to be a witness for the Lord and share your testimonies and give God glory. Why? Because God said he will share his glory with no one.
That's
and
it.
He said, I'm a jealous guy. I'm a jealous guy. He mean that thing. Just like you said, he did that thing. He mean that thing when he said he's a jealous God. He mean that. He's serious about it. And
yes.
He told you just how serious he is. If you try to put anything or put someone before him, he will show you just how serious he is about that. Ooh,
that's true.
You making me get happy. I've been happy all over here myself.
You caught up yourself, boy. You caught up.
Yes, I am. Like what the song said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, that's enough for me. I get happy all by myself. So, Overseer Jackson, stay encouraged. Continue to be the man that God has called and anointed you to be in these last and evil days. We're going to close out in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for your man of God, Overseer Josephine Jackson. Continue to touch and strengthen and heal and anoint his body, Heavenly Father, because we know that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And he really, truly comes after those that are being faithful doers of your word and not just hearers only. Especially your men and women of God that you have anointed and appointed to teach and preach your word, he truly come after them. So we are covering our man of God, your man of God, Overseer Jackson on tonight, in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus still works, and it will never lose its power. And you said that once we're saved in your name, Jesus, that nothing and no one can pluck us out of your hands. So continue to bless Overseer Jackson. Continue to give him the desires of his heart. That's going to give you glory, honor, and praise. And not only him, but every faithful listener that faithfully dials in and tunes into this worldwide platform, even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars, and those that are listening in through social media platforms around the world, continue to bless them all and grant them the desires of their hearts and give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this worldwide ministry. We don't take it lightly. We don't take it for granted because we know that this is of your doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes. And you are continuing to bring forth new people to share your word and testimonies over this robot platform. Thank you. I don't take it lightly. Thank you so much for all that you have done down through this worldwide ministry. And we pray that you will continue to bless it, that we will have many, many more years to be doers of your word through this worldwide platform that you have blessed us. But until the next time, know that I love you, but guess what? God loves you. Until the next time, bless of the Lord. Good night.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thyself. Cover me, Lord, with thy presence.